This week's Parsha, Parshas, we have a beautiful Vortlach to share with you in Acharei Mos Kedoshim. The very first Pasuk, Vaidaber Hashem El Moshe Acharei Mos Shnei Bnei Aaron, the Chidah says an interesting idea. He brings from a Sefer Kadmon, an earlier source, that when it came to Egal Zav, there were Chamishe Malachei Chavala, five angels of damage that wreaked havoc in Am Yisrael, connected the five Chamishe Chumshe Torah that Am Yisrael violated, they went against. So the Gimel Avos, Avram, Yitzchak and Yaakov were mevatel three of those malachim. Moshe, whose face was pnei chama like the sun, was mevatel the malach called Chema, Heshiv Chamasi, that was the fourth one. And the fifth one called Charon Af was the left remaining. It was the Charon Af was, had still the ability to cause damage, to wreak havoc. And for that reason, the Charon Af was unleashed onto Aaron and two of his children, namely Nadav and Avihu, were killed. And just so happens that the gematria of Nadav plus Avihu, the same exact gematria as Af, 81. And that's why Shnei ben Aaron died, because of the still lingering from the Egel Hazav. The next one is found in a sefer called the Tur Torah, that quotes from another sefer called the Tzvi Yisrael. And he's commenting on the pasuk, Umeis Adas Bnei Yisrael Yikach Shnei Seirei Izim L'chatas. You take two goats for the chatas. And the two Seirim, quotes from Rav Yosef Salant, are connected to two types of Yetzihara. There's one Yetzihara that comes, mi gufnius, mi taiva, a person has a taiva for tasting something in this world. And then there's another one that's meis adam to do something lahachas. Even though he doesn't want to, he wants to do lahachas. And the two types of Yetziharas the Chazal talk about, b'chol levavcha, that your heart, shnei yitzirecha, we have two Yetziharas. One of them is of mitzvah, of kedusha, but there's another one that's also internal, that we have taivas. But then there's another one that's maces a person to aveira, lahachis, b'li kavana. So that's what it means, without kavana. So he says, the shnei yitzirim are as follows. The yitzir b'mi taiva, that person's a taiva to do things for honor, for money, whatever it might be. So that says, hey, kriva aron es hasoyer. Take that Yetzihara that's internal, that Shnei Levavecha, and you should be Makav as a Karban. You should use your Taiva, use your drive, Lashem, the Tova. But that which is from the external Yetzihara, that tries to have us do something Lahachis, even though we don't want to, even though we don't care for it, we don't get Hana, we do Lahachis, that we send over the cliff. That's the Sar Lazazo. And that's what the Shnei Seirim represent, says of Yosef Salat. The next one is a Chassam Sofer in the Pasuk, Uva Aaron Elo Moed Fashas Big Day Bud, Asher Levash Bavo Kodesh V'Nicham Sham. That he takes of his clothing, he changed from Big Day Zav to Big Day Lavan and back and forth. And in between changing the clothing, he would go to the mikvah. So says the Chassam Sofer in Taras Moshe, Yesh V'Yashashah, we have to understand, but Tam Hitfila, but Kedusha Chamula, Kedusha Kala. I understand when you go from a Kedusha Kala to a Kedusha Chamura, to a higher level Kedusha, you need a Tfila, you're elevating a Kedusha. But when you go down from Big Day Lavan, which is a higher Kedusha of Big Adam, down to Big Day Zav, you're demoting yourself. Why is there a need for Tevila? Says the Chassam Sofer, beautiful idea. Yesh lomar delachashin is kadesh adam b'kedusha yisera. When a person sanctifies himself, he reaches a certain level. As a charkach aydei mitzvos of v'sarasa. All the learning and the mitzvahs he does, afilu mitzvahs hapshutim, even the simplest of mitzvahs, misalim, miskadshim, b'yeser seis. The person reaches a level, he wears the Big Day Lavan, he's a whole nother level, whole nother floor, even the small mitzvahs he does are also considered an elevation. His small acts of kindness, his small tzedakah he gives, saying good morning, say panim yafos, whatever it might be, the small actions, the small deeds, those are sanctified as well. So that's what it means after wearing the Big Day Lavan. He's a whole new person now, the Kedusha, and puts on the Big Day Zav, the small mitzvahs also are elevated and therefore require Tevila too. The next piece is a beautiful piece from Darsh Mordechai, or Mordechai Druck. It's on the Pasuk, Dabel El Kol Adasi Bnei Silva, Marta Alem, Kedoshim Tihiyu, Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem El Kechem. And he writes, might be hard to see this if you have the Mar Makomis in front of you, but he writes as follows. He says that the Medrash teaches us that there's a Havamina, Yachol Kamoni, one might think you should be Kadosh like me, says Hashem, I'm different. I'm higher than you. It's a very strange havamina that Klal Yisrael should think that there's kadosh is a kadosh baruch hu. No one ever thinks such a thing. Yala das that we're like a kadosh baruch hu. Shemati says, I heard that, no, we're not suggesting we're as Kadosh as a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But maybe Lagabe one particular Indian. And that's as follows. The Kadosh Baruch Hu was able to be Shochen Besoch Tumasa. A Kadosh Baruch Hu could exist even in the surroundings of Tumah. He could connect himself to Rishayim, to Temeim, and he doesn't get affected. One might think we also have the ability to live, to be neighbors amongst the Temeim, the Rishayim, and we'll be fine. Kamashman, we don't have the same level of Kedusha as a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Don't get yourself to think such a thing. It's not an easy thing. Kiruv is difficult. Now we shouldn't do Kiruv, but to live, to immerse yourself in the world of Rishayim, not that Kiruv is involving Rishayim, but to be in a place of Rishus, a place of Tumah, don't think you're protected. Don't think such a thing. Ki Kadosh Ani. Hashem is only able to stay strong. We're not able to stay strong. And he brings down, one time the Satmar Rebbe was asked, why not? Don't we find that by the Paraduma? The person who carries the Paraduma, he becomes Tameh. So don't we see that a Yehudi, a Yid, should become Tameh in order to be retired as somebody else? Satmar Rebbe said, that's the very point. The Paraduma is a Chok. The Chok. Only by Paraduma could you say that you should be Tameh to be retired as somebody else. That's a Chok. Don't learn anywhere else. But other places, only Kadosh Baruch Hu has that ability. Everybody else, we don't have the ability. The next one's from the Tver Shlomo of Shlomo Rubidomsk, on the same pasuk. It says, he says in the Gemara in Shavuos teaches us, when it comes to Shem Hashem, you can't erase Shem Hashem. But any letters that are attached to Shem Hashem, if they come beforehand, like Bahashem, Kahashem, La Hashem, those letters that are before the Shem Hashem, you are allowed to erase. Not Hashem himself, but the letters prior. They're what's called nitfal mi lefanov. They're connected from before. But the Shem of the names that come after Hashem's name, like Elokeichem, the Chafemem, which are called nitfal lachareichem, that you can't erase. Because once Hashem's name is there, anything after Hashem's name, you can't erase. But if the name letters are there before, like the Lamin and the Beis and the Chaf, that are La Hashem, Kashem, Bashem, those are before Hashem's name, those you can erase. So he says as follows. We have a mitzvah, v'atem advekim b'Hashem lokechem chayim kuchem emes. We have to be davak b'Hashem. A person can be very connected, he can learn a lot, daven a lot, do a lot of chesed, he can feel great, he can feel proud. And that level of pride he might feel might make him feel like, not that he's better than a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but there's a certain gaiva. Almost to say that he stands in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He stands in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That type of person, says Tver Shlomo, you could erase that person. That's a Baal Gaiva. That's a Nitfal Lufanov. A person should act, there's Nitfal La'acharov. Even when he clings to Kadosh Baruch Hu, to his name, to his essence, you have to always realize that we're after Kadosh Baruch Hu. We have to remain humble. We have to be like Avraham Avinu, Anochi Afer Ve'efer. And that type of Nitfal La'acharov, then that doesn't get erased. And that's what's being hinted at. He says, Kadoshim Tihiyu, you should be a level of Kedusha, but realize, Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem. Hashem is the highest level of Kedusha, Elokeichem. Elokeichem Dafke is spelled with the Chav Mem at the end to be Nitfal Achar, to make sure you stand behind the Kadosh Baruch Hu, make sure you stay humble, and Elokeichem to be Nitfal La'acharav, and not Chas V'Sham Nitfal Lefanov. The next one is a beautiful, beautiful idea I found in a sefer called Otzer Chaim. He quotes from a Chassid, Shiskoi, the name of the Magid, Mitchernobyl. The pasuk of lo tignovu lo sechashishu lo sechakru ish b'amiso, not to lie. And he says, the Magid Haggadah Mitchernobyl points out that the letters sheker, the three, two of them are found in the word, the name Russia. Right? The resh and the shin of sheker found in Russia. But there's one, the kuf, that's found in the word tzaddik. From here we learn, mikan anu lemeidim shelo kol Russia kul sheker lo kol tzaddik kul emes. That everyone's in between, that not every Russia is fully a Russia. Even a Russia has tzidkus to him. He has the kuf of the tzaddik. And not every tzaddik is a full tzaddik. Everyone has their flaws, not that we're here to judge, but no one's perfect, and no one's completely bad. And therefore, no matter what a person does, always realize that sheker the person has, there's a kuf. There's a tzaddik in that. Every person has a little tzidkus inside him. The next piece, the chidah, on the halachas of Arla. Halachas of Arla, you can't eat the first 3 years of Arla tree. And the Chidah writes that these 3 years is a remez to the mission Pirkei Avos that Ben Chamesh Shanim LeMikra. When a child reaches the age of 5, you should start teaching Psukim, Chumash, Tanakh. Because children are Nimshal Le'et to Pri, the tree, parents, the fruit of the children. Shoshan Marelim, the first 3 years we can't eat them. first 2 years, we don't bring them to cheder. By the fourth year, we bring them a little bit, start teaching them osios and nekudos. Excuse me. The letters, the nekudos are. By the fifth year, we start teaching them, you could eat the food, you could start teaching them, taking the base medrash, you start teaching them chumash and tanach and mikra, and that's what's being hinted at. He says there's another remnant here as well. We know there's a concept when raising children, the moment they could speak, we start saying Shema. We teach them how to say Shema. And there's a remnant. It says in the pasuk, Shonim yeh lachem areilim. The Rashi tables of those words is the same exact gematria as Shema, a remnant to teach them the pasuk of Shema the moment they're able to start speaking. And the last vart on the parsha this week is also from the Chida. Chida says, also in Arla, this concept of the 3 years dates back to Adam Rishon. It's brought down by the Rechaim and others that had Adam Rishon waited until Shabbos, he would have been able to eat from the Eitz Hadas. He would have said Kiddush and ate from the Eitz Hadas, but he jumped the gun. He ate too early. He was commanded at the ninth hour about the lachos of not eating from the Eitz Hadas, and yet he ate during the ninth hour. He should have waited until the 12th hour, until nightfall. He didn't. He ate 3 hours too early. So says the Chida, as a tikkun, we don't eat the first 3 years of a fruit tree, which is a remez of the Eitz Hadas. The first 3 years we don't eat, just like Adam was supposed to wait 3 hours, we have to wait 3 years. Everybody have a wonderful Shabbos.